The World Economic Forum 2013 risk report warns of the dangers of severe income disparity. We have already seen social explosions from Tahir to Taksim, London, Paris, Stockholm. Precarious jobs and incomes, youth unemployment mean precarious societies. We welcome social dialogue as a means to resolve such tensions. It is a principle that the Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey should be practicing there. We have five suggestions. First, for a world more ILO than International Monetary Fund. The ILO must have a stronger place in global decision making. Why? For if you remain quiet, there will be silence. You have won a seat at the G20. You must be the global solutions provider for jobs, a living wage, gender equality, and inclusive growth. The IMF has apologized for getting its economic analysis wrong in Greece. Research by the austerity economists Reinhardt and Rogoff have been found to be full of errors. ILO, strengthen your policy capacity, independent, authoritative, and commanding. It is required. To beat inequality, the workers of the world need a pay rise. Take this as a wage demand from the global labour movement. And every worker should be covered by a collective agreement. Time for a pay rise from the bottom up, and not as we've seen this last decade from the top down. When the Troika austerity assassins go to work in pursuit of lower unit labour costs, the ILO is obliged to go in to pick up the pieces after the Troika wrecking ball has done its job. You can stop the destruction of labour market institutions and collective bargaining at its source. The Troika should have prior consultations with you to make sure that the advice that they give is in conformity with ILO standards. Secondly, the ILO has a new department for enterprises. The ILO should now create, in this spirit of initiative and adventure, a new departure to grow unions, a place to provide organising skills and capacity. Why? Because too many workplaces are on the front lines of union-busting behaviour. There is nothing fair about this fight. Corporate muscle unleashed against the desire to organise. ILO, let's free the world of union-busting. Walmart, the world's largest private sector employer, is exhibit number one. And I am pleased to say that at last, the workers at Walmart in America, who have no right to form or join a union in that company, are now rising. Give them the opportunity to organise. Prosegur, a Spanish security giant, sacking 300 security guards in Paraguay for going on strike and then blacklisting them and preventing them from seeking further employment. T-Mobile of Deutsche Telekom, encouraged by employers' federations, twisting freedom of expression to sanction union busting in the USA. DHL in Turkey, sacking the employee of the year because she joined a union. Madam Merkel, who I have met, this is not the social dialogue and the social partnership as practiced in Germany. And please help us take those steps to correct this behaviour. Every day, 1,000 detonations to halt union growth, a victimisation of ordinary working people. Even here in Switzerland, there is inadequate protection of workplace representatives. Third, support social dialogue. Support action to build global partnerships through global framework agreements. There are now over 100 in place. It's consistent with the 2008 Declaration and the Ruggie Due Diligence Principles. Director General put an initiative in place. Global partnerships are a pillar of a strengthened sectoral dialogue. We reformed the ILO sectors. Now let's build content. Fourth, we would like the 2015 conference theme to be the supply chain. The recent massive loss of life in Bangladesh and Pakistan garment factories means the time for excuses is over. Uni Global Union, Industrial Global Union and NGOs now have a global accord in place for factory safety with leading global brands. We are breaking through with the aim of improving lives. And we thank the ILO for their speedy intervention in Bangladesh on the workers' rights issue and for chairing the talks to implement the accord. Over 50 global brands have signed up, covering more than 1 million people, covering almost one-third of the factories. And we are astonished and saddened and angered that Walmart and Gap are the refuseniks and stand in isolation and not supporting this accord, as we are concerned about the stand taken by the Bangladesh manufacturers. Cutting corners costs lives. And finally, we welcome the suggestion of a new initiative on the future of work. Uni Global Union is organising in the new world of work. Let's get the best brains in the room to shape a socially responsible, sustainable work of work built on the idea of including you, the theme of our World Congress in December 2014 in Cape Town. ILO, let's get ahead of this change. Thank you.